Blog Talk
Good evening.
Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. Our guest this evening has an impressive business resume. Her name is Susanna Raff. She blogs as the Kosher Shopaholic on koshershopaholic.com. She has a Bachelor of Commerce degree from the prestigious Canadian University, McGill. She has a Master of Science in Administration from Concordia University and a Master of Social Work from Adelphi University. She has run a successful consulting business with manufacturing a line of Tsnios women's clothing, and she was a project manager for the net-to-phone voice-over IP, which was bought out by AT&T for over $1 billion in the late 90s. Good evening, Susanna.
Good evening, Chaim.
Now, tell us, who is Susanna Raff? What makes her tick?
I actually go by Susanna Raff these days. Susanna Raff was probably the businesswoman back in the 90s when I was doing all of my degrees. And today I'm married, mom, working from home, running a consulting business and teaching, and I go by Susanna Raff. And I've got a question, what makes me tick? Right now, I've been building the Kosher Shopaholic brand and website and having just a ball with I started the Kosher Shopaholic as an experiment. I felt that social media and internet marketing the way it is today was not what it was when I was in school 10 years ago, and I wanted to learn as much as I could about social media and internet marketing so that I can incorporate it properly into my consulting and my teaching. And the best way to learn something is to do it. So I started the Kosher Shopaholic, and I did a tremendous amount of research on search engine optimization and marketing, social media, and incorporated all of it into the website that I built. And my experiment has really just taken on a life of its own. And I'm having just a ball. I'm meeting so many amazing women in business, Jewish women, bloggers who are learning how to make a living while working at home and being able to take care of their children, which is something that I think is just so wonderful about the internet today, is that it really affords breaks down barriers and opens doors for people who otherwise wouldn't have opportunities to make a living and build businesses. And so I'm meeting wonderful people and I'm having a great time. And I chose the Kosher Shopaholic. So the website addresses a specific market right now, which is deals and saving money and couponing, which is really, really hot right now. I came across extreme couponing. I saw the show one day when I was in the gym because I don't really watch TV at home. And as a business person, my first thought was extreme couponing, yuck. I mean, how could there be an entire TV series about it? So I started to look into it and research it and realize what it was all about, and that right now with the economy the way it is, people are really cutting back and need ways to save money. And couponing and deal sites and all of these money-saving websites is really a tremendous chesed. It really offers a tremendous service to consumers out there. Because a person who, you don't have to be extreme and you don't have to be an extreme couponer, and an offshoot of this whole extreme couponing is something like my website and the hundreds and thousands of other websites that tell you how to save money and write about the different deals and money-saving opportunities and the different stores that are running promotions out there. What I did when I looked at this, when I discovered this whole trend, was I said, you know, what about for the kosher consumer? I can look at 100 different money-saving websites, and 3/4 of the products on the website and the deals and the money-saving tips don't really apply to my lifestyle. They're not the products that I would use most of the time. And I buy kosher meat and kosher food and shop in kosher stores. Our dress code is a little bit different. So I said, you know, I realized right away that what was missing was a website like this for the niche kosher market. And that's how the Kosher Shopaholic really evolved. I'm really just jumping on the hottest trend out there right now and providing it for our niche market, kosher Jewish men and women. You know, I write a lot. I have a technology background. I have a strong technology background, so I love writing about technology products. There's so many fun applications out right now and products for the Jewish market that I have such a great time reviewing and writing about and researching. So it really, it's very broad. It's not just about clothing and it's not just about food, although I do love to cover clothing and I do love to cover food, but I also cover technology and books and, I mean, just really anything that would be of interest. And what the website is really evolving into is a one-stop place where you can find out all the information that you need as a kosher consumer. So, for instance, let's say you're visiting the New York area and you want to know where to take your kids. You can come to my website and find out that the Palisades Mall has just opened up a great fun center for kids, and you can also get kosher pizza there. If it's this past Tisha B'Av, if you're looking for a video, an appropriate video to watch on Tisha B'Av, you can come to my website and find where you can find locations of where the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation was showing the website, and the Project Inspire had a video that you could download from their website. And I wrote about it and linked to it all from my website. Any questions?
Yes. Tell us a little bit how you go about doing your research. And then tell us about some specific posts where that heavy research was mostly applied.
So all of my posts, I have to say, I apply my research because, you know, it's like research is so second nature to me. I have such a strong research background. I was in the PhD program for a while, and it's all about research. Today with the internet, it's so amazing because you can do so much deep research and get so much information. You could really get you can learn so much, the equivalent of a degree, just from properly researching on the internet. And so the first thing about research is there's a lot of garbage out there. There's a lot of people who are just marketing and trying to get you to go to their websites and click on their websites, and they really don't give much valuable information. So, you know, the first thing is really being able to read something and know whether it's quality or not, and really knowing how to use Google. Google is just such an excellent source of information and research. You know, when you go into Google, the longer your search question, like, how do I find coupons for kosher foods? You know, the longer your search question in Google, the more specific, precise results, and more, and the better the information you'll get, which I think is something that not a lot of people realize. So every time I write a post, I use a lot of search engine marketing techniques, so that what happens is when somebody goes into Google and is searching for what I'm writing about, they're going to come to my website. My website will probably be one of the first things that appears on the first page of Google because I studied how to write proper copy for search engines, so that I'm really able to meet my target audience's needs. I have, my website has, this is something else that's in the search engine world, in the Google world. I have a bounce rate. It's like, it shocks me. It's unheard of. I have a bounce rate of under 1%. They say that a bounce rate of under 30 or 40% is excellent. A bounce rate means that when people come to your site, they stay on your site because they actually found what they were looking for. It means if they came from a Google search and they landed on my site, a lot of the times you do a Google search and you click on and you end up on a site and it had nothing to do with what you were looking for and you're wasting your time and you click off of the site right away and you continue your search. So what happens is when you have a low bounce rate, it means that people have clicked onto my site from a Google search and have found what they're looking for and end up staying on my site for an average of 5 minutes and looking at an average of 5 pages on my site, which means that I've learned how to write copy that and write about things that if people are looking for it, they'll find it with ease on Google. A lot of times people write excellent material and have excellent information to share, but they don't write it in the proper way that it can be found through a search engine.
Tell us some of the features that you have, some of the categories, some of the articles that stand out most within some of those categories.
Oh, my categories. Okay. It's constantly changing because I use a really wonderful tool to build my website. But some of the main categories on the website are fashion and beauty. So every day there are hundreds of brand name stores that are offering sales and deals. The Gap and Old Navy, which are really popular stores, and Babies R Us. At least once a week, one of them are offering 15% off, 20% off coupons. So when I find some for something like Babies R Us that I think will appeal to my consumer, I post it in the fashion and beauty category. I think the 20% off Babies R Us coupon that I had up for a few weeks just expired yesterday or today. That was one of my most popular posts. I have another coupon category for kosher food. So I do research and I come upon coupons for the popular Chobani Greek yogurt, which has a really nice hechsher if you don't keep Chalav Yisrael, if you keep Chalav Stam. I have for Yo Crunch yogurt and Chobani Greek yogurt and for So Delicious coconut milk. These are all products that are nice kosher products that are good for kosher homes, and they're dollar off coupons. I have recipes. I review cookbooks. I reviewed the one and only kosher cookbook app, which is on sale now for $1.99. It's such a great feature if you love technology and you have an iPhone. And I actually have some recipes. You know, I guess having such a strong business background and running my own home, it's just like second nature for me to know how to shop and save not money and be savvy about it. So I have what I call the 7 steps to kosher savings, or the 7 steps to savvy savings, in my resources section of my website, where I talk about how you can really save 40% off of your monthly or weekly grocery bill by following the steps. And it really doesn't add extra time. It's just being smart about where you buy which product. So the 7 steps to savvy kosher savings is a really good post. I have recipes. I have recipes where you can feed your whole family for under $8, barbecue chicken recipes, a bunch of dairy recipes. I hope to build up that part of the site are my recipes and my money-saving ideas. I have in my head a post about how to save money when preparing for Shabbos without cutting out or cutting corners in any way, just being a smart home economist about preparing for Shabbos and not letting anything go to waste. That's not yet on the website. It's in my head still. What else? I have the technology section. I love reviewing all of the kosher apps that I've mentioned. There's giveaways. I'm actually running a giveaway tonight, so you still have a few hours. I'm giving away 2 copies of Lavana's new cookbook, The Whole Food Kosher Kitchen. So if you go to my Facebook page and like it, you're entered into the contest to win. I don't only post my own giveaways. I write about giveaways that I think would be of interest to my readers. Like, I think a few weeks ago, Ezzy from Kosher Diet, from Fresh Kosher, Kosher Fresh Diet, was on your show, and he. So they're actually doing. They're wonderful marketers. they're also who's behind Joupon. They're running a promotion now. They're actually giving $100 worth of free Kosher Fresh Diet meals. All you have to do is call up Kosher Fresh Diet and use, I think it's Kosher Fresh 100 is the code. I just wrote a post about it. You can find the correct code on my website. And when you sign up with Kosher Fresh Diet and order some meals, you get $100 worth of free Kosher Diet meals right away. And you can also win a whole week of free meals valued at about $245 if you just comment on their Facebook page. So I write about things like that because that's definitely of interest and value to the kosher consumer to get $100 worth of free meals. To get a free kosher cookbook, you can also win free groceries for a year by signing up for a sweepstakes by Ronzoni Pasta, which is a nice kosher brand of pasta. I have a lot of baby products. I love Amazon. I think Amazon is such a fabulous company to work with and to buy from. They have really, really wonderful prices. And I think Amazon for a mother who's shopping at home, who's shopping for her home. Amazon is just the best place to shop. It definitely is better than Costco. I used to buy everything at Costco, diapers and wipes and laundry detergent and carrying babies and carrying boxes of all of your home products. It wasn't really very easy. On Amazon, you can get cases of diapers for much cheaper than you could get them at Costco. You can get laundry detergent cheaper. You can get all your baby products. You can get a lot of food for cheaper. And so I write about Amazon Mom, and I try to write about when Amazon has some really great sales and deals going on. Right now, you can save 15% on a Britex soft baby carrier and get a free bib set from Amazon. Tomorrow morning, I have a post coming up all about buying school supplies in bulk from Amazon. You can save about 40%. When you buy like crayons and markers and things that you're going to be using throughout the year if you have kids in school, if you buy them at Amazon. And the best thing about it is that it's free shipping and you don't have to schlep these bulky items from the store to your car into your house. It's delivered at your doorstep. And what could be better than that? I wrote an article about, I explained all of what the Daily Deal Sites is all about, Groupon, and the niche offshoots for our niche market, the Jewish Daily Deal sites, JDL and Joupon and Kosher Coupons, and there's also another one, Shuf. So I explain what they are and how to access and how to find them. So you could just come to my website and see and click and see what the Daily Deals, the Kosher or Jewish Daily Deal sites, are all about.
Now tell me, how do you manage the duties of a mother of four? With what sounds like almost a full-time job as a blogger?
It's definitely a full-time job. It's an investment. I invest in really good help in the house, and I recommend that to really any woman who is interested in really making a go of building a business or some serious blogging, is to be really... Good babysitting is so important. So it's really, at this stage in my life, it's money well spent. It's a worthwhile investment just for a healthy balance in my life and to allow me to pursue things that, you know, that are, I have the ability to make a decent income, and it really frees, and it allows me to pursue it as long as I'm happy doing it, which I am. I get to work from home, so even though somebody might be caring for the details of my kids, like cutting up an apple for them and changing a diaper, I'm there. I'm able to supervise and be with them and pick them up and do carpool and see them off in the morning and be there with them at home. And I have flexible hours. You know, I work from about 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and then when my kids get home, my computer is shut down. And that's something very, very important to really setting really good, solid, healthy boundaries. My computer is not only shut down, but my husband, we have a filter on the internet to protect us and the children from things that should that we shouldn't
from
see
unwanted
and sites. Pop
right.
up. Right. So on my filter, we actually added that from 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock, the internet shuts down, can't access the internet. So even if I get weak and want to something on the internet, I can't. So I'm really able to focus on my children. And then you know, from 8 o'clock until I go to bed at night, I'm usually, once I get my kids to sleep, I'm usually there again. I'm working. I'm a bit of a workaholic. You know, I can definitely put in ten hours a day. But then again, I can also take off a whole day if I'd like, if I want to, if I feel like I need to take a break or give myself a night off. You know, those are the perks of working for yourself and working from home.
Of course. Now, tell us a couple of anecdotes, whether anecdotes as a mother or anecdotes as a blogger. Yes?
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry. Anecdotes... As a mother, as a blogger, well, you know what? The funny thing is, we have a lot of technology in our house. I have an iPhone, and we have an iPad. We have the Android Zoom, and our laptops and our computers. And my kids are all very young, and so I ended up finding through my research hundreds of free apps for all of these different devices. And my kids, including my one-year-old, they are just unbelievable with the technology. I mean, they can just, like, pick up one of these devices, and they're touching and sliding the screens and pressing and doing this and doing that. And it's just I find it just so amazing, you know, how quick they are to pick up on the technology and how they know how to – I mean, I can hand my seven-year-old, like, the device, like especially the Zoom, because I don't use it as much as I use the Apple products, and say, what's going on here? How do I do this? And my seven-year-old can figure it out and can do things on it that I can't do. It's really like I, you know, we embrace technology and we love it with the proper healthy boundaries. And I actually hope to work on a post about proper internet filters and ways to talk to your children and protect your children from the internet, because I have a lot of resources and information on that as well.
Do you ever interact directly with the manufacturers or with the product distributors that you write about?
Oh, of course, all the time. You know, I contact them and let them know that I'm writing about them or interested in writing about them and send them my articles, or I contact them and I ask them if they want me to write about them. They contact me. You know, I just had somebody local. My swim instructor runs the Muncie Swim School, and they contacted me and asked me if I would write about their swim school for them, which I was so happy to do because they're teaching my children how to swim and they're doing an excellent job. And they teach, they're CPA certified and American Red Cross certified, and they offer separate swimming CPR courses and lifeguarding courses separate from men and women, which is a really, really big thing. So I was so happy to write about them. It was such an excellent idea. But they, you know, contacted me and asked me if I wanted to write about them. So now anybody really anywhere in the country, if they look up Jewish certified lifeguarding programs, they should find it on my website and be led to the Muncie Swim School. So that's such a fun part of my job. I get to go to shows. I went to last week. I was invited to cover the Renewal Wine and Food Show,
mm-hmm.
and I met some So I met some wonderful vendors and took some beautiful pictures. It's not something that I blog about because I'm not that kind of a blogger, but I made some wonderful contacts from different stores. There's a new product out there, Kosher Away, that has really good quality foods that you can take away with you on vacation. So I'm going to do some writing for and some work with. So I get to meet manufacturers and vendors and people I would never meet otherwise. I've made some wonderful friends. I met you, Chaim. I met Levana, who I just adore. I met people from Mishpacha Magazine and other bloggers, and like Primetime Parent, like Esty, and the Jewish Hostess. And, I mean, I'm just meeting tons and tons and tons of wonderful people. You know, there's also a whole network in Israel. There's a wonderful website called Maven Mall, who is run by a good friend of mine. And it's such a beautiful website. And she's an online store. So you could find, if you want, you can just go to her website and go shopping. And every single product on her site is screened and is tnius for the Jewish Orthodox woman. And she has another website called My Parnassa, where she talks a lot about what it's like being a Jewish Orthodox woman living in Israel and working on the Internet, working on Internet marketing. So she's wonderful. There's just such a network of tremendous women. Margaret Hoffman, she's very well known. She does a lot of tactical Internet marketing for a lot of people. There's another blogger. She's somebody who is doing this. She's the only other person who is really writing for the kosher consumer in a money savings and coupon area, and she's got a really large following. She's got a website called Kosher on a Budget, and she gives really, really great advice on really how to get yourself out of debt and how to stay on a budget, and she's really featuring a lot of great coupons and money-saving tips and deals. She just wrote a really interesting post about 12 things I would stockpile if I was making Aliyah. So that might be of interest to a lot of people. The nice thing I think about working within my community with other people in my community is that we really support and help each other. We network, we teach each other, we help each other. If I can give somebody a plug and help, which is what I do, you know, I don't get paid for the articles that I write. I make money in other ways. But if I got paid to write an article, I think it would lose the authenticity of it and the honesty of it. So, I promote other people's businesses and websites, which is just a really big hazard to help other people make money. And especially if it's something if it's a great product, it's so good for other, you know, so it's a hazard for the consumer to discover the product as well. And also just helping people save money, you know, today. That's also a really, really great thing.
Especially in this economy, that's very, very important, of course, especially for big families.
That's right.
Now,
absolutely.
For the last 90 seconds before we finish, can you give us some advice for the aspiring blogger? How does somebody go about starting a blog? How does somebody go about getting their blog known, getting traffic?
Two different things. The first thing is I would say study. Find resources, SEO Moz and all of the big SEO search engine marketing. Learn how to write content and understand what it is that you're doing, what it's all about. The second thing is find a mentor. Find a mentor, somebody who's going to guide you, who's going to show you, lead you to the right articles and the right websites. And the third thing I would say is try to network and form a support group of people who are like yourself, who you learn from and help each other out, guest post on each other's sites, and just really, you know, encourage and support and help each other. And the final thing is just make sure you have the time and that you're really committed, because with steady, steady, consistent persistence, you'll do it. Especially today, the whole world is open to you to people with the internet if they pursue it with healthy boundaries and in a healthy way.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. You've been a delightful guest. We'd love to have you on again.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. And I just want to remind everyone, if you've come to the Kosher Shopaholic and like my Facebook page, you could still be entered to win one of Levana's cookbooks tonight. And I hope to see you come visit me on the Kosher Shopaholic, comment on the posts.
Give us the address of your blog again, please.
Sure. It's www.kosher-shopaholic.com.
Thank you very much, Shoshana. And we hope to have you again soon on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Next week, we'll have another exciting guest. Same time, same day of the week. Right here on blacktalkradio.com/kosher scene. Thank you very much and good night. Hello?
Hi, I'm still here. Is the show over?
It's supposed to be over. It's not cutting off. Oh, my God. I'll call you back.
Okay.